Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about government, mutation, and injection. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well or kicking ass. Yes, I was awake right now and I've been seeing all these stupid little silly things. And because I like fucking with people, it's gonna be conspiracy time. Yay! Yeah, what do you do when the government gives you an injection because they say it's good for you and then it starts fucking with your DNA? Oh no! What a Yes, friends, the government says they're not going to mutate your DNA when they start using that fucking COVID shot. Ooh, they offered you a Corona fucking drink, and what did they give you? Mutations. Yes, friends, the government turned into a Ninja Turtle. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in a half shell, turtle power, because people are so fucking stupid, they got injected, yeah. Oh yes, that's what you get for following the government's orders. You're stupid, and stupid people need to go. Just saying, am I right? Well, let's continue. Yes, friends, look at this little clip, and they're talking about the shot that is not supposed to mutate you, but they found out that it does. Oh no, who would have thought the government doesn't lie? Well, let's play the clip, and if you didn't get this and you're a pureblood, hooray for you. We are one of the same. I didn't get no stupid shot, and all you fucking mudbloods that got it, womp womp, better luck next time. Hopefully when you reincarnate, you come back as a white person because you are stupid. Well, let's continue. Let's play this clip.
A little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Gee, I asked the Brave browser about this, because supposedly they used the AIDS virus to make the COVID shot. And it said, no, it is not true. Bullshit, you go all the way down and it says the mRNA vaccine Pfizer and Moderna, which is the shot that these guys were talking about. It says instructions for making the spike protein, but does not interact with or alter your DNA. But they just said that it does. It fucks with the liver. So who's telling the truth? Obviously someone's lying. Well, let's see what this clip has to say, right? Let's keep continuing.
And so, in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Thank you for making it simple. So, basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. Mm. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing really? That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, so it wasn't supposed to mutate you, so now it does. Ooh, instead of getting cool superpowers like a mutant X-Men or fucking something, you get fucked in the ass and you get cancer and all kinds of shit. Ooh, does the government care about you? Ooh. Oh, yes, fun times indeed. Let's continue.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Cole?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
So
Let me guess, this cunt in the red dress is controlled opposition. She's gonna fucking say the bullshit. Oh no, it's not true. La 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 la. Yes, this bitch, instead of fucking telling her bullshit, should you be in the kitchen making me a fucking sandwich? Yeah, go be a wife and mother instead of doing this bullshit. Yes, women shouldn't be fucking working or going to school or anything like that. Yes, this obviously hurts women. So if you truly love women, take their rights away. They'll thank you for it. But let's continue.
The fun things about the last couple years being a doctor and lawyer is this is a very interesting opportunity, and I think we're going to be bringing another lawsuit because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations.
What the fuck? Genetic discrimination? What the fuck is this shit? Is this more Jewish bullshit? That's what it fucking appears to me. Or maybe it's just fucking female bullshit, right? Because women like to be fucking the victim and empowered at the same fucking time. Fucking stupid shit. But wait, we're not talking about retards. We're talking about DNA bullshit.
I forgot the acronym. I think it's GINA.
GINA.
GINA, right? So this now opens...
Gina, what the fuck is this fucking faggotry? Well, let's find out. It says GINA stands for the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, a U.S. federal law enacted in 2008 to protect individuals from discrimination based on their genetic information in health insurance and employment. Oh, okay, so you can't deny people of insurance or fucking a job because they're fucking mutants? Oh gee, if you have fucking tentacles and like a fucking third arm or something, I should be working around you? Okay, whatever. Well, whatever. If you're stupid enough to get that fucking shot, then you're a retard. You died by stupidity, and stupid people we do not need in this world. So whatever. If you got this and you're retarded, bye-bye. I'm not gonna miss you. Sorry, friends. That's what I fucking think. And remember, these are for entertainment purposes only. These are my delusionals. And yes, we need less fucking retards, in my opinion. But let's continue.
Is the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's...
Wait a minute. Whoa. So the way that I understand it, that you mean that people get discriminated for not getting their DNA fucked with? But what if he denied? What if you say you don't want the COVID shot? I didn't get it. And people are saying you can't travel, you can't get jobs, and all that. So doesn't that make it genetic discrimination too? Because I refuse to get your stupid bullshit? Well, it could go that way, don't you think? Or am I fucking stupid? Well, maybe I am, but I am a webpack after all. Oh, maybe if I get the COVID shot, you could give me some fucking IQ points. Yeah, it's very smart, right? But let's continue. Oh,
wow. This Sweden study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.
If you're pregnant and you have this done, can that then affect your baby?
Yes.
Yes, friends. They are fucking your DNA. Ain't that fucking funny? Eugenics. Yay! Yeah, well, fuck it. If stupid people die, then I guess it was worth it. I didn't get your stupid COVID bullshit, so fuck it. Like the same Spanish, que se mueran los feos. Yes, let the ugly people die, so I'm not gonna miss you, fuck faces. Enjoy.
See, this is the alarming finding. The CDC says on its website very explicitly, this will not change your DNA. The paper that came out of Sweden. Now, there'll be many more to confirm it.
Yes, do you think these cocksuckers will tell you the truth about what the shit that they're fucking doing to people? Of course they won't. Yeah, this fucking shit's gonna come out like years later after everybody's either dead or whatever, you know, retired. Yeah, it's so fucking stupid, but it's the world that we live in, right? Yes, these cocksuckers keep on messing with everything, and because you're weak and stupid, you allow it. Yes, but who knows, maybe like right now the world is fucking turning shit, we're already in fucking war, and we got dumbass fucking doing stupid shit. Yeah, we're gonna be doing this shit, so hopefully we can endure these fucking rats, but let's find out how much bullshit we get to deal with. But only you and I can stop this shit, hopefully. But you guys take care of each other, and let's fucking survive so we could actually rebuild fucking the future. So you guys take care of yourself and be awesome. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Why do you hate Jewish people?
I hate Jewish people because Jewish people are for the genocide of white people by race mixing and racial treason.
Wait, so all Jewish people are for the genocide?
Their religion itself. Their religion itself calls all Gentiles cattle, which that means that I am cattle to them, and they call us goyim and such stuff like that.
And so that causes you to hate them?
Because of the fact that they hate me, of course I'm going to hate them. And they have...
So all Jewish people hate you?
What?
All Jewish people hate you?
Oh, yes. All Jewish people hate especially me. But all Jewish people... Oh, of course, and I hate them, but I tell you
right
now... So
wait, do you consider yourself to be a skinhead?
Yeah, I am a skinhead.
You are?
Yeah.
So are you violent?
No, I don't commit crimes. I don't do anything that would put me in any kind of jail position or anything. I go about things the legal way.
The legal way?
By spreading the word, passing out literature, talking to people about...
So spreading the word. Your word is that the Holocaust never happened.
Well, yeah, the Holocaust didn't ever happen. There's no fact of any of this. They say that they made skin lampshades and bars of humans and bars of soap from human and all this other crap.
Okay, so human carcasses.
A lot of those carcasses in the first place were Germans in the first place that died.
Where do you get your facts, Raymond?
It's in history. In actuality, they have no proof of any of this Holocaust stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Jewish. Here's my good friend Len right here. There's nothing in my religion says I'm supposed to hate all people that aren't Jewish. I think you're the one that's hating right now.
Why don't you read the Talmud?
Have you read the Talmud, sir? I have.
Yeah, I have read parts of the Talmud that
I've read the whole thing. There's nothing in there that says anything about hating people that aren't Jewish.
It's all behind your scheme anyway. That's all right.
Wait. What's your scheme?
Scheme is to act like they like all of us, in actuality they don't. They don't. They're scheme.
Are you just pretending, ma'am? No, sir, no.
She would give the truth.
All right, well, we have two. You said that the Holocaust never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Where are 6 million Jews?
There was not even 6 million Jews in Germany at that time to be killed.
Well,
they were brought in.
What about all the white Russians that got killed?